Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us here today on another phenomenal Tuesday. Oh, my goodness, we're at the beginning of 2012. I'm telling you what, new opportunities, new possibilities, just all good stuff. Don't you just like having a clean slate? Well, that's what I love about the new year. Again, this is your host, Charvette Mitchell, and I'm excited to have you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows, wonderful guests, and all that good jazz. The goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and that's what we do every single week, bringing you guests that you totally love. Somebody interesting, somebody new that maybe you've never heard of, but you'll get introduced to them through this show. We want to thank all of our listeners that are always tuning in, that tune in from Facebook, that tune in from Twitter, that listen from iTunes. How you doing? That listen from Zoom, that pick us up in Google, and of course those that listen from Charvette.com and blogtalkradio.com. We thank you. Matter of fact, I think we should give out some of the cities that are listening to the show. Big shout out to Sunnyvale, California. How you doing? To Ellenwood, Georgia. What's up? Richmond, Virginia. Of course, you always got our back. Hello. Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for listening. San Juan. Hello. Puerto Rico. We welcome you. Chapel Hill, Tennessee. Hello. Houston, Texas. Fontana, California. Newark, Delaware. Brooklyn, New York. Indiana. Annapolis, Indiana. I said that backwards. Chicago, Illinois, and the list goes on and on and on. Again, thank you so much for checking us out every single week. Listen, today's show is really, really cool. We've got some spotlights, industry spotlights, gospel industry spotlights. We also have an author spotlight that is coming up a little bit later. Yes, the new book, Ebony the Beloved. You're going to hear from author Hannah Spivey a little bit later on in the show. And we have another guest coming up that's going to kick off the show. And so we're just excited to have you here. Listen, we do want to give a big event announcement for Richmond, Virginia. If you are on a step team, if you know of a step team, if your church has a step team, if your school has a step team, you want to get on board with the Black History Month celebration that's presented by Stevens Promotions. Big shout out to them. Stevens Promotions, this is their 14th annual Richmond Tri-City Gospel Step Show. It's taking place on Saturday, February 4th at the Trinity Life Center. You know, we love the Trinity Life Center. So big shout out to Trinity Baptist Church. But the Richmond Tri-City Gospel Step Show, taking place Saturday, February 4th, 2012. It's from 12 noon until 6 p.m., and they have two categories. They have a church category and a school category that will be competing for over $2,000 in cash prizes. Somebody say, show me the money. I don't think y'all ready. Show me the money. So you have an opportunity to participate with that. But listen. Please register. You have to register with Ed Stevens, and the deadline for registration is January 25th. Again, January 25th is when you need to register your group. You can compete in two categories, the church category and the school category, and that's the 14th annual Richmond Tri-City Gospel Step Show at the Trinity Life Center, Saturday, February 4th, 2012, from 12 noon and to 6 p.m. All right, so again, if you used to step, I know some of y'all college heads. I know some of y'all out there still got your stepping moves. Now, I don't know if this is competition is for you, but you know what? You could try it. Hey, cash prizes. It can't hurt. All right. I think we're going to jump off the show with some music, a little bit of music. This is Brittany Wright, and it's called I Need Thee. Brittany Wright, new artist selection. I Need Thee.
Oh,
Studio with me right now. We're excited to have him on the show and to talk a little bit about Urban Soul Cafe. So coming to the mic right now, we call him Los, Carlos Hale. How you doing, Carlos?
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Mitchell?
Oh, wow. I haven't had that title before. I like that. All is well, all is well. We're glad
it's
to have you.
It's your year.
What you say?
I said it's your year. You might as well receive it.
All right, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Listen, I know this week is like jam-packed with you, so I want to use our time in a precious way and just wanted our listeners to, I've been following you. Let me say that first. I've been just following you, following your posts, following Urban Soul, looking at videos for a while, so I'm just delighted to and honored to have you on the show. But I wanted our listeners to know a little bit about Urban Soul Cafe and really, like, how did it even start? How was this birthed?
Okay, well, let me give you a little bit illustration of my background. I am just like you, a radio announcer. I've been doing gospel music since the late 90s. Right about 98 is when I got into gospel radio, and I fell in love with gospel music in 1993. Fell in love with it because of a woman by the name of Dorinda Clark Cole. I just so beautiful that when I seen her, I just became a fan of her music, just like bam, right then and there. And so Urban Soul Cafe was birthed out of me moving to Nashville, Tennessee in 2000. Working at the gospel station here in the city of Nashville where I reside. I was getting all kinds of phone calls each and every day while I was on the air. People was wondering, what is there for Christians to do other than go to church? And so for years, first 5 years here in Nashville, I was assisting, putting on events for youth, young adults for various churches. And one night, early one in the morning, probably like 2 o'clock in the morning, was just right after Christmas, coming down Interstate 40 on my way back to Nashville, I heard God's Spirit saying, pull together 4 other people when I got back to Nashville and create this movement, which people know now as Urban Soul Cafe. So we gathered together shortly after Christmas, put our minds together, and out of that conversation, the doors was open from...
Wow.
And our very first event we did was in April of 2005, and it actually was the night of the Dove Awards. The Dove Awards GMA Week was held here in Nashville, and one of the artists that we booked, one of the first artists that we booked, and it was on our first show ever. The world know him now as Mr. Nobody Greater, for Sean Mitchell.
Yes.
So 6.5 years ago, you know, we was able to just create the platform for indie artists. And we had, you know, some national artists came hit the stage as well. But down through the years from radio, I continued to keep on building relationships with different labels, managers, artists, publicists, booking managers, and just continue to keep working with people. So for years, on GMA Dove Week, everybody was basically looking for me because of the fact they knew I had a high radio show that came on Monday through Fridays here in Nashville. Then I had the weekends on lock here in Nashville. So the event was birthed out of a vision God gave. Middle of the night.
Wow.
Nashville.
And the rest is,
you know, like I said, the rest is history. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit up here and say it was all glitz and glamour. There was a struggle. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with your listeners. At the time God gave me this vision, I was homeless.
What?
I was homeless. I was doing radio, and I remember God telling me, I'm about to take you through an experience that you never experienced before in your life, and it's going to prepare where I want you to be. Now, I'm working every day, but when I get off of work, I'm checking into a motel just to stay warm. I'm at the Men's Rescue Mission in downtown Nashville. Or 3, I'm crashing over a friend's house for months at a time, sleeping on the couch. And I didn't know the predicament that I was in.
Right.
And what was funny, too, is that I was part of a group called Crunk for Christ, and we were like your ghetto superstar DJs who were saved.
Okay.
We was your ghetto superstar DJs that got saved. We was like the crunk doctors. You know, we'd be on the mix, you know, be on a turntable, mixing and scratching, getting young people with Jesus Christ. And a lot of times I used to take them offerings churches gave me and use that offering to give myself a room for a week or maybe 2 at a time. So, and I didn't tell nobody. Through this whole, it was a 2.5 year experience. I didn't tell a soul what I was going through. And so when God birthed this in my spirit to create Urban Soul Cafe, I didn't know back then where it will be today.
Wow.
So I'm for that.
That's just God.
Yeah, that's God. Because, you know, and God tested me. He tested me in terms of my faithfulness. Will I stray away?
Yeah.
Will I run against the church and all of that? No, I stay faithful. I stay true to his word. And, you know what, during that whole process, I was happier than ever. Happier than ever. I mean, even though I didn't have a place to call physically home.
Right.
Happy that I had a hotel room that was like $30-$40 that I was able to afford to stay in.
Nice.
And then I kept my cell phone on. I made sure my cell phone was paid. Stay
all right.
Paid.
That's wisdom. That's wisdom.
Yeah, and a lot of times I was making, I was having conversations with multi-stellar Grammy award-winning artists, producers, and they not knowing the situation. They not knowing, you know, what I'm going through on my end. I just know that I had a good relationship with these people. And because I'm going to, you know, say this, and I say this with all honesty, and at one particular time, the church spoiled me. You know, I'm not named what denomination I was under, but the
right.
church spoiled me from leadership, from the top all the way down to the local leaders. They spoiled me, and so anything I wanted, the church looked out for me. And
wow.
That's the reason why I couldn't tell the church what I was going through. You know, it was just straight wisdom. I said, I'm going to fight this.
Yeah.
fight this. On my side, I know I can make it.
And after our biggest struggles come our biggest victories, right?
Right, right. And I've been able to even share that because a lot of people, like I said, they see what I'm doing today. And, you know, and I hear so many different stories about different things, but I'm just like, yo, to God be the glory. You know, I just
yes.
shut my mouth and I worship God. That's just point blank. I shut my mouth and I worship God because I know where God brought me from and what
yeah.
he said. So even though people see the lows on Facebook, they see the lows on Twitter.
Right.
Behind Urban Soul Cafe is a story of redemption. It's a story of victory. It's a story of pure worship. And when I do the events with Urban Soul Cafe, I want my
mm-hmm.
life reflection of the events that we're doing.
Well, I think you have met your accomplishment. You have met your accomplishment. I mean, certainly you all have worked with and made a platform for over 200 major label and indie label artists. You've had the chance to have Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp and Dedrick and Demita Haddon, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. And so, I mean, that's just amazing. Have you ever thought about writing a book?
You know, I've been asked that question like a lot within the last couple of years, and I'm pondering on it because, you know, I've been asked to do a lot of, you know, seminars as well or be a panel,
yeah.
a lot of panels lately, but at the same time, yeah, because, I mean, you know, I was a drug dealer when I was a teenager. I was a gang banger.
Wow.
In jail, looking at life in prison, and God gave me new life, you know, as a teenager. When he called me to the ministry, I gave my life to the Lord and all that at 17. Now, here I am. I recently just turned 35 a couple of
all
weeks
right.
ago. So, you know, I know there is a story that has to be told. But
yeah.
I know that the greatest story that has to be told is just being an example of Christ. And people will... They would just, you know, follow, you know, your, they'll follow you. If
yeah,
you just,
absolutely.
They do it in a way that Jesus taught us to do it.
Well, thank you for sharing that background with our listeners. Wow. So much that we didn't know, but it's awesome. It's awesome what you have done, and you're letting your light shine, and you let that, whatever you went through, it just built you up, and it didn't tear you down. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And you are definitely sowing seeds into other people's lives with Urban Soul Cafe. I mean, just even helping independent artists. You could be stuck up, you know, and say, I'm only going to deal with major label artists. I'm only going to showcase and give them a platform, but you've mixed it, and that is awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, we got to talk about the Stellar Awards. Everything you have going on, Access Granted, I mean, you have something like every night. So tell our listeners what's going on and who you have coming this weekend to Nashville.
All right, well, what's going on is our annual Access Granted weekend. Well, I'm a fan of country music, and living in Nashville, you got to be a fan of country music because it's everywhere. And every year they have this thing called Fan Fest, and it draws hundreds of thousands of people to Nashville. And I said to myself, why we don't have that in the gospel music industry? Why we don't have a platform set up where people can just hang out with their favorite artists, the artists can hang out amongst friends, and the media show up and, you know, do a good push and help promote people's upcoming projects. And God downloaded it in my spirit. So since 2007, we've been doing this thing called Access Granted Weekend. And it started off with one night, and then it grew to two nights. And now it's grown to like three nights, four events, and one weekend. And so we're kicking everything off on Thursday night. That's right, Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I'm a fan of the TV show Unsung. And, you know, I loved hearing the stories of how artists, you know, came, you know, struggle and,
right,
and the struggle and all of that. And sometimes we just got to show love to those who paved the way. So for the last couple of years, I've been using this weekend to show love to some artists who have paved the way. And this year we are honoring one group and one solo artist. The group is Rance Allen and the Rance Allen Group.
Woohoo!
And I mentioned her earlier, but the Rose of Gospel, Dorinda Clark Cole, who also is a co-host for the Stellar Awards this year, will be also honored with the 2012 Urban Soul Cafe Lifetime Achievement Award. And so we just want to take time out and just tell Rance Allen, the Rance Allen Group, and Dorinda Clark Cole how we, the younger generation, appreciate them, how we, you know, down through the years, love their music. Their music has ministered to us, from Dorinda as a solo artist, as a member of the world-famous Clark Sisters, as Rance being a soul singer on Stax Records and talking about Jesus Christ in the midst of all that soul music that was going on back in the 70s. He is a true legend. I mean, he is a true legend in this art form. So we're going to take time out, and we're going to honor them, and then we're going to honor Miss Kim Burrell with the 2012 Woo-hoo! Urban Soul Cafe Artist of the Year. This is the second person that we restored this honor to. The first year we gave it to Wes Morgan. And what we do with the Artist of the Year is we, not only because of the music, but also what the artist is doing within ministry as well, as a whole. And she's doing a lot of good things down in Houston with her church that she started last summer, Love and Fellowship Church. And also, not just the fact she's pastoring, but she serves as vice president of the National Music Department for the Church of God in Christ under the direction of Dr. Judy Christian McAllister. And then she came out with a wonderful album in 2011, the Love album. So she is in terms of ministry and music. So
and she still has her Ephesians conference that she does, which just came to Richmond about a month ago.
Right. So, and this, like I said, it's more than just the music, but the music, the ministry as well. And so those two, Kim Burrell.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And people can find out all the details and where to go and what to do on your website and also on Facebook. So UrbanSoulCafe.com, they can check you there for all the information. I think I saw you had like 50 tickets left for Thursday's event.
Yes, we get like a little bit under 50 right now. And the thing is, the tickets are only $10. That's right, $10. UrbanSoulCafe.com if you're coming this weekend. You do not want to miss. That's just the first night because we got Pastor Marvin Sapp coming through.
Yes.
The legendary Shirley Murdoch will be there. Also, Demita Haddon is performing, and so many others. I mean, Wes Morgan, my boy, he's performing. Ernest Pugh is performing. So many others, and I'm just looking forward to a great night. Now, we have some surprises that come through every year.
Oh, okay.
I must say, when I say there are some people that you play that we have not mentioned, and none of the promotion coming through, I mean, the surprises is going to be great. So come with your cameras, your flip phones, whatever, because you're going to want to put this on YouTube.com.
You're going to want to do that. And also I want to shout out some of the new artists that you have coming too that have been on the show, been interviewed on the show. Brittany Wright, which you just heard one of her songs.
Yeah, Brittany Wright
is also
part of the Duran and Clark Cole tribute.
Oh, awesome. Keisha Rainey, we've had her on the show.
Rainey is also part of the Duran and Clark Cole tribute as well.
Cool. Sam Franklin, we interviewed her.
Sam Franklin is our co-producer, and she's doing an excellent job.
Cool. Zael.
Zael. Hey, no said, them guys can sing.
OMG. They were so fun. They were so fun. And then let's see, Isaac Simpson, we are booking him actually currently. So I just wanted to shout out some of those new artists interviews you guys have heard, so you've heard those names before. Oh, my goodness, I'm telling you what, our time is up. Our time is up. We've got our next guest hanging out in the virtual studio. Well, I'm telling you what, Urban Soul Cafe, keep doing what you are doing. You are representing well. You can find them, listeners, on Twitter, on Facebook. Just go to the main website there. Check it out all year long. You're always doing things. So I just love looking at the videos you put out, and I love that that the atmosphere is neo soul and jazz and hip hop and contemporary gospel and spoken word, and I mean you just hit like all these like cool genres, if you will.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
All right, thank you so much for the invitation as well.
All right, you're welcome. All righty, thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment with the author of Ebony the Beloved, Miss Hannah Spivey. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you a gospel singer or in a gospel group? If so, the American Stroke Association wants you to enter the Most Powerful Voices competition. Simply upload a video or MP3 by January 27th to power.watchgmctv.com. Then get your friends and family to vote for you. Former Destiny's Child singer Michelle Williams and an industry leader from Light Records will judge the top 10. Win fabulous prizes and receive important stroke information. Visit power.watchgmctv.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we see you. Hello. Those that are listening from Twitter, from Facebook, and all across the World Wide Web, we thank you so much. Listen, we're going into our second segment, which is our author spotlight. Oh, my goodness. Hannah Spivey. And she is in the virtual studio. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. She's an author. She's a women's empowerment supporter. She's a domestic violence activist. And she is here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Hello.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing well. We're excited to have you on the show and to hear about your new novel.
Yes, I'm very excited to be on the show. My novel, Editable Love, it's been out since July of last year, and I'm currently doing a national book tour for it.
And wonderful. We're glad to be one of the stops on your tour.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And not only am I an author, but I'm also a supporter of natural beauty, natural hair, as well as empowering women, and it's a little nervous, just spreading the domestic violence awareness. So I am looking to, you know, network with more activists. You know, I personally have never been in a volatile, violent relationship, but my heart does go out to the women who were fortunate to get out of those relationships and the ones who weren't as fortunate. So, and I'm in the name of my campaign, it's called Uniquely Me, which is still in the works. So it will be in full force very soon this year.
Awesome, awesome. And the statistics show that 1 in 4 women have been impacted by some type of domestic violence, whether that is physical, mental, social. I mean, there's a whole list of ways that women or people, let me say it that way, can be impacted by domestic violence. So we salute you and applaud you for your efforts to continue to raise the awareness. And you also do that through your writings as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ebony, the beloved, let's talk about that. And you know what? Let me let our listeners have a little bit of background about you. How did you even start writing?
Well, I've been writing since 2009. I have been writing on and off, but it wasn't anything serious. I became a serious writer in October of 2009, and that's when I gave birth to Ebony, the beloved. The original title was called She Shall Weep No More. I want to find a title that's a little more catchy and brief. So I went with Ebony because she's a dark-skinned girl with highly textured, coarse hair, and not only is she, you know, a dark-skinned girl with natural hair, but she's beloved. Despite of how she feels about herself, she doesn't acknowledge. She's unaware of her her inner beauty as well as her outer beauty. So I wanted to, you know, I think Ebony, you know she's dark skinned with coarse hair. I'm sure a lot of women of all ages and creed can relate to her on some levels.
Right.
And I've written the book on October of 2009 because I was just trying to find my niche at the time. During that period, I had lost my job, and I just while going to school, I was majoring in criminal justice, and I just couldn't really fill that void. So after I lost my job, that's when I discovered my niche in writing because I knew that I had a way with words. I say, why not turn this into a full fledged career? And that's when Ebony was born. Me and Ebony, because I've had people ask me if me and Ebony have something in common. I say, we do. We do have a few things in common. The difference is Ebony has been through far more worse than what I've been through.
How would you describe her personality? How would you describe this character's personality?
I would the description of Ebony is, I would say she's an introvert. She's very coy. She doesn't She's not much of a people person at first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk a little bit about Ebony and how, you know, how I came about with the character. And I began, well, I'm a little nervous. So, Ebony, she's 15 years old. She's grown up in Miami, Florida. She's lived in a two-parent household. And while her father was not into religion, he was spiritual. He considered himself a Hebrew Israelite, whereas Ebony's mother was a Christian, and she was a huge Christian follower. And Ebony was, I mean, she was sandwiched in between, you know, parents with opposing personalities and opposing beliefs. So she felt like she was stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Mm.
And to top it all off, her parents really didn't love her. They were more, they adored her younger sister more than they adored her. And when you read the book does have a couple of twists in it, and it will start to make sense to you. And, you know, Ebony had a hard time finding love and acceptance, you know, through people at her, from her peers, you know,
right.
kids in her neighborhood. And she finally found someone who loved her and accepted her for who she truly was. Her name was Norma Lou. Norma Lou was a faculty member at her school, and she never had children of her own, but she did have a niece and a nephew. And her niece, was a domestic violence survivor, and she was later introduced to Ebony, and they made a pact. Ebony made a pact with Norma Lou and Tara Lou and her son. So this was Ebony's newfound family.
Wow. And then walks in Desmond Waltz, right?
Desmond Waltz
yes.
is like no other.
Smooth operator.
I mean, this man, he is the spokesmodel for domestic violence survivors. But what a lot of people do not know is that he is a violent person.
Mm.
And when he meets Ebony, you know, he sees she's young, very naive, and he uses it to his advantage, sexually and psychologically. And not only that, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's in the same room with Jay-Z and P. Diddy. But, I mean,
wow.
He takes a liking to a girl who's 15 years old. It's crazy. And then he has a mother who is very manipulative, and she lives with him. And no woman is good enough for her only child, her only son. So when she sees Ebony, she thinks Ebony is trying to take her spot as the woman of the house. So not only is Desmond out to destroy Ebony's world, the newfound confidence that she found through her new family, but his
yes.
mother is trying to do the same thing as well. So here she is, here's Ebony, who's been bullied in school, who lives in a dysfunctional household, and then she later meets this guy. I mean, you know, she's finally, you know, finding herself, and then she
right.
runs into these two wackos. this is when she rediscovers herself all over again, and she's finally willing to stop at nothing to finally be happy.
Wow, and that's, I see on the front of the book, it says, how far will she go to finally be happy? Listeners, I'm telling you what, you need to get Ebony the Beloved. You need to pick this up. Tell our listeners, how can they purchase your book?
They can purchase Ebony the Beloved off Amazon.com or Books A Million or BarnesandNobles.com. And it's on sale. The price is $13.99 on Amazon.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So certainly you can hear, I mean, wonderful description you just gave. That's like, oh, my goodness, okay, I want to read this because there's like different things interwoven, almost like different storylines interwoven throughout this one book. And so it's kind of like, oh, I want to hear what happens with Desmond. I want to find out his crazy mom. I want to hear what happens with Ebony and all of that good stuff. So awesome, awesome, awesome. Do you see this as something that will be a prequel, a sequel, or a series, or do you see this as kind of like a standalone book?
It will be a prequel. Ebony the Beloved 2 is coming soon. I have
outlined
it a little bit. It will be coming out soon because the first book, it has a cliffhanger. Even though it has a happy ending, but, you know, it there is a continuation of the book.
All right.
And,
so, great. Listeners can keep that in mind while they're reading.
Mm-hmm.
That there is
mm-hmm.
more to come. And I do want to point out that this is not your first writing. You have some e-books out. You are not a novice at this at all. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of your other work.
I have 3 published e-books that are available on lulu.com. It's lulu.com. I have it's titled, let me see. I have an e-book called Payback is an SOB. The second ebook is called My Sharia Moore, AMOR. And the last one is called Lloyd Too. Because I have a, he's like my, I'm a huge fan of the R&B singer Lloyd, so I wanted to make a fiction book out of it. So as a writer,
okay.
I don't like to put myself in a box. I want to be a versatile author. I want to be the kind of author who can write and talk about anything. I don't want to limit myself. I want to be in a category of myself, the next Hannah Spivey.
There you go. And listeners can connect with you on Facebook as well.
Yes, girl. I know my Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page. So
Find
my Facebook fan page, they'll have to go through my Twitter. My Twitter name is Boss Lady Writer. Like when you write something, Boss Lady Writer, one word. And when you go to my Twitter. My Twitter name, you can look under my Twitter bio, and there you'll see it, links to all my websites and other social networking websites. You'll be able to see my Facebook fan page. You'll be able to see my website, my my personal blog, as well as my Facebook.
Outstanding. So you can connect there. So let's talk a little bit about the empowerment piece that you're really, being a women's empowerment person or promoting women's empowerment. What drove you to kind of have that passion?
I think some of it stems from the book and also from personal experiences, from battling with low self-esteem, issues and just trying to find myself, battling with identity crisis. And that's what also contributed to me writing Ebony the Beloved. Like I mentioned earlier, me and Ebony, we do have those things in common, trying to identify who we are, trying to identify with something or someone. And, my publicist had told me that my publicist Danielle told me I could take, from the book and make a campaign, do something that is relatable to the book and to my passion. So I said, well, yeah, that's a good idea. And I came up with the title, Uniquely Me. Uniquely Me is a campaign. It's a mission to spread empowerment, of course. It's like no other campaign. It's very unique. It's like everything in a nutshell, from a campaign to an online magazine. I want to make it a one-stop shop that's, very resourceful for women who can relate, especially for writers. A lot of women who have been through hell and back, they do, they pin their pain on paper.
Right.
But I want to make it use it as a avenue for, aspiring writers and, poets to talk about their pain, and they can also be a success, share their success story to women who are still in that predicament but are still having difficulty getting out of that predicament. And, I would say Uniquely Me is going to be like no other campaign. It's just we're still doing the legwork on it, but it's almost complete. We're just still patching it up.
All right.
It up as well. So it will be out very soon.
Great. And so if
you... Hold on. I'm outside for a second. Sorry. Pardon the noise in the background.
No, you're fine.
So, I'm mainly focused on not only am I working on my campaign, but I'm also heavily promoting my book. I will be doing my first national book tour, as I mentioned earlier as well. And I'm going to be going to book fairs, you know, just going out of the box and just promoting my book and spreading empowerment from my,
phenomenal.
My book and through my campaign.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. And so for the book, kind of just to summarize things, and really I guess your mission, because it's all really intertwined, Uniquely You and Ebony the Beloved and just everything that you're working on is kind of intertwined. What are three things that you would want readers, you know, to take away from your book, or you just want women to take away from anything that you do with Uniquely You, kind of three summarizing things that you want people to get from you and what you're working on?
I would say, you know, to continue to pursue your endeavors, regardless of what your naysayers say. I will also say your whatever you're encountering or enduring, you know, your problems, your predicament aren't hard to overcome. And I would say the last thing is to always remain humble, no matter how successful, no matter how well known or how well received that you become, always stay humble. You know, never forget who you are, where you came from, the people who helped you get to where you are, the people who've always been there for you during, you know, during your most downest times. So I think humbleness and overcoming and never giving up.
Elements that many people
can take away from the campaign as well as the book.
Phenomenal. Well said, well said. And one more time for our listeners, if you're just tuning in, we say hello, and you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is our author spotlight with Hannah Spivey. The novel is called Ebony the Beloved. Hannah, tell us how they can purchase the book one more time.
Yes, they can purchase the novel from Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, or BarnesandNobles.com. It's any one of those three websites they could purchase the novel from.
Okay, and your address on Twitter again.
Yeah, my Twitter name is Boss Lady Writer. We like when you write something, Boss Lady Writer, one word. And when you go to my Twitter, you'll see the cover of my book as my avatar.
All right. Great, great, great. And I'm telling you, well, we're just excited that we had an opportunity to talk with you through this, your blog tour, your book tour that you have going on. What's your next stop? Do you know what's coming up next for you?
Well, second book will be coming out of this as well. Actually, I got two more books that are in the works. I'm also a ghostwriter for somebody else. So I'm going to be pretty busy.
yes.
So I'll just be writing continually.
Well, hats off to you. I tell you what, it takes a special gift to write. So if you have that gift, I tell you what, you use it, and it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing. And so we certainly wish you much success with this current book and all the endeavors that you have. And we appreciate you stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show was off the chain. We started the top of the hour out with music from Brittany Wright called I Need Thee, and then we went into our gospel industry spotlight talking to Carlos, lovingly we call him Los, Hale, and he's the founder of Urban Soul Cafe. I'm telling you, I wish one of these was in every single city across the United States. They're based out of Nashville, but he really has given a platform for urban inspiration using neo-soul, spoken word, jazz, hip-hop, contemporary gospel. I mean, he really has done an awesome job. So if you're going to the Stellar Awards, if you're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend, you definitely want to check out his events. Something happening every day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You definitely want to check it out, UrbanSoulCafe.com. And then, of course, we wrapped up with the second segment, Author Spotlight, and this young lady women's empowerment supporter, domestic violence activist, new novel, Ebony the Beloved. And so you heard from her great description, what the book is about, and so intriguing, right? Something you want to go out and get. So big shout out to Hannah Spivey for writing Ebony the Beloved. I am telling you what, we're just excited here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We want to remind you to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Also connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, my main website is charvette.com. There you can listen to the current show, the past shows, and then also see what's coming up. And you can share the link with a friend. Also, there's our advertising opportunities and media coaching opportunities and teleseminars there. You can find all that good stuff. Oh, and then a shameless plug, if you're starting a new business or if your church does not have a website, if you're an author and you don't have a website, check us out at www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's mitchell-productions.com. There are web design services for you. So listen, we're going to check out one of my favorite songs. It's called The Good Life by one of my favorite artists, Reggie James Pace, and we'll be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere. This is a good life. Oh, yeah. All right, The Good Life, Reggie James Pace. Check him out. He's on Reverb Nation, Amazon.com, all those great places. You can find out about him. I really, really love his music. So listen. One of my picks for the week. So I'm going to start this is called Charvette's Picks. I don't know, maybe I should call it something else. Does that sound kind of crazy? Picks, Charvette's Picks. Well, anyway, Charvette's Pick of the Week. So I cooked something different this week. I've never cooked, and it was called a turkey tenderloin. Have you ever cooked that before? Yes, it's like pork tenderloin, but it's a turkey tenderloin. I got it from Food Lion, so I'm here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So if there is a Food Lion near you, check it out. But it was really, really good. And, you know, sometimes turkey can be kind of like whatever, but it was good. And I put it in a crock pot. Yes, I did. I put it in a crock pot. So that there you have it, Charvette's Pick of the Week. Turkey tenderloin. I think the brand was Jenny O. I think the brand was Jenny O. So anyway, that's my pick of the week. Hopefully that'll be something that'll help you if you are endeavoring to cook more this year. I don't know. That might have been one of your resolutions. Or maybe your resolution is not to eat as much red meat or, you know, something more healthy. Anyway, my review of the turkey tenderloin. Oh, and they had lemon pepper. They had lemon pepper. Then they had like a smoked version, then they had like a plain version. So I had the lemon pepper, and it was very, very good. So that's my pick of the week. Okay, and then also my relationship snippet of the week by one of my favorite pages on Facebook. They are called Be Worth Finding. So ladies, this is a really, really cool page. It's called Be Worth Finding, and they put this on their Twitter page about 23 hours ago. And it says this: ladies, men do not compare women to other women when it comes to looks. And this is a gentleman writing this, you guys. Okay, he goes on to say, you do. So women, we compare each other to looks, but he's saying men don't. Men appreciate every woman for the beauty she has that is uniquely hers. There's no contest. It's not a competition. Your man wants you to be your best you. I promise you, he can honestly look at you and Beyonce and say, wow, and mean it both times. So do it up. Do the hair up. Put the makeup on. Walk tall. You're beautiful, and you know it. Oh, wasn't that nice? Big shout out to Be Worth Finding on Facebook. You can find them at www.facebook.com/Be Worth Finding. Real easy. But I really like they always give just very inspiring things about relationships. And it's written from a guy to ladies. So I love, love, love Be Worth Finding on Facebook. So he said, do it up. Put your little makeup on, your little lip gloss on, and all that good stuff. And be cute, okay? You got it going on. You got it going on. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, this is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm excited to have you join us back next week. We're just planning more shows for you, authors and artists, and, of course, relationships. That's all working in the pipeline, and we're glad to have you again. This is your host, Charvette Mitchell. Check us out at charvette.com. Talk to you next week. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.